I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Governor Greg Abbott has issued an executive order banning any entity in Texas from requiring COVID-19 vaccinations for employees or customers, including private businesses. Abbott also called on the legislature to pass a law with the same effect, promising to rescind the executive order once that happened. The legislature is in this year's third special legislative session, which ends October 19th. COVID-19 vaccination requirements by government agencies, cities, counties, and school districts were already banned by a previous executive order, currently being fought in court by San Antonio ISD. The legislature has already passed a law banning so-called vaccine passports, which would allow businesses to require proof of vaccination to receive service. Texas was allowing private businesses to require vaccines of their own employees. The change appears to be partly motivated by President Joe Biden requiring all employers with more than 100 workers to mandate vaccines for employees or test weekly for the virus. Companies doing business in Texas now face new and complicated challenges after Governor Greg Abbott banned COVID-19 vaccine mandates. The trouble for businesses could begin as soon as Friday, when companies that enter into contract work with the federal government will be required to have all employees vaccinated under orders from the White House. This conflicts with Abbott's ban on vaccine mandates, putting the many Texas businesses that receive federal contracts in a tough position. Either comply with federal law and violate Abbott's ban, or comply with Abbott and turn down business from the federal government. For Texas nursing homes, a federal rule announced in August requires all nursing home employees to be vaccinated in order for their facilities to continue participating in Medicare and Medicaid programs. If nursing homes instead comply with Abbott's new rule, they could lose critical federal money. More than 66,000 Texans have died from COVID-19, including 10% of nursing home residents during the first year of the virus. Any entity that fails to comply with Abbott's rule could receive up to a $1,000 fine. Texas's Child Welfare Agency removed a web page that offered resources to LGBTQ youth following complaints by one of Governor Greg Abbott's GOP primary challengers, according to internal agency communications. The Texas Department of Family and Protective Services webpage, which provides information to children in the foster care system, included information about a suicide prevention hotline, LGBTQ legal services, and questions about defining gender and sexual identity. On August 31st, Republican former state senator Don Huffines released a video on Twitter claiming that DFPS is promoting transgender sexual policies to Texas youth through a webpage titled Gender Identity and Sexual Orientation. Huffines went on to say, "These are not Texas values. These are not Republican Party values. But these are obviously Greg Abbott's values. That's why we need a change. That's what my campaign is about." According to agency communications, in the hours after Huffines' video went up, DFPS employees discussed the possibility of removing the webpage or changing its content. The page is now disabled and includes a message that says it's undergoing a comprehensive review of its content. Last week, agency officials said the review of the website was still ongoing, but did not answer questions as to what prompted the website to be taken down and how long the review will last. In a statement, Huffines said he had followed through on his commitment to get the webpage taken down. Check for updates on any of these stories on our website, texastribune.org, or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by the Texas State University System. Lamar University ranks third nationally and first in Texas for engineering graduate net earnings, outperforming Stanford, Rice, and MIT. For more information, visit lamar.edu.